Okay, we are here with the 2018 Monster Energy Series champion owner, and that is Roger Penske, owner of Team Penske. Roger, your second Monster Energy Series championship, first with Joey. 22 scored more points than any other team throughout the playoffs. Clearly a deserved win. Talk about the playoffs and tonight.
Well, I think the playoffs, obviously with 16 down to 4, there was lots of emotion, lots of good racing, and certainly to see it today with all four of them up on that pylon almost all together for the whole 267 laps just shows you, you know, how good these guys are and how good the racing is. There's just no question that, Joey wanted it bad. I think Todd Gordon, the team, gave him a terrific car. We had the benefit of being able to work on our car, after we got in at Martinsville, which certainly gives you a couple of weeks to not have the pressure, which I think was definitely a benefit for us. But there's no question that the speed we had for, say, 30 or 35 laps was pretty outstanding. And, that 19 with that spin was absolutely opportunistic for us, to get back in line here. We had some great pit stops. I think our guys on pit road showed just, how good they were today. When you look time and time again, they put us out there. So for me, it's a thank you for, all the 450 people at work at Team Penske back in Mooresville, and our sponsors, certainly for Ford. I think it's the first time they've had a championship since 2004, and to get the the owner's championship for the manufacturers and also the driver's championship was amazing. I think Kurt Busch was the last one that had that victory. So those are all special milestones. And for me, it's 33 championships that gives us as Team Penske, and certainly to, get the Indianapolis race, the Southern 500, and now to think that we're the champion of 2018 for Monster Energy Cup is something that I never imagined at the beginning. We started out strong, I think, when you looked at our speeds at Daytona, and I think we had a little bit of a shallow spell there, and our guys got to work, and Travis Geisler and Tim Cindric and Mike Nelson and just the whole team, along with Todd Gordon, our crew chief, just they were stellar today. And Joey's run there at the end, with Martin, that was clean. And, it was amazing. Partway through the race, I said, hey, we're not in this thing. And then you get up front and run, and you say, well, I feel a bit better. And I'm not sure anybody, if you looked at the first 150 laps, knew who was going to win. So I think that's what the fans wanted.
Great. Thank you, Roger. We'll start up here with Holly.
Hi, Roger. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Holly Kane with the NASCAR Wire Service. I wondered if you could speak to the point that the four championship drivers really settled this race among the four of them. This was tight the whole way, and it was all four of the guys that were going for the championship that really fought and decided it.
Well, I think, this is what it's supposed to be, the four best at the end. And I think the stage points, gave drivers that competed and won during the season a chance to get to the end. And I think winning races, during the playoffs were important. So, four great drivers. Obviously I got a great, admiration for Kevin and Kyle and certainly Martin. Obviously, a lot of noise about Martinsville. I really, My key thing for the 78 team is to thank Barney Visser for, coming to our sport, a guy from Colorado. He's an individual, a guy of high integrity, and certainly I know he didn't want to shut down his team, but he brought a lot to the sport, so I want to really say this victory, certainly I want to thank him, based on our team. And, Dwayne Finkel, who you saw his name on Joey's car, the 22 car, was one of our key guys that died in a car crash here a couple of weeks ago. So Joey was carrying his name on the car. So a couple of special points there I wanted to make.
Go here to Bob.
Bob Hockris, ESPN. Roger, you've obviously watched Joey throughout his career. I'm curious when you think maybe he changed from being a fearful driver to being a fearless driver.
Well, I don't know. I think he was he's a tough guy. And, Brad and I sat down when we had an opening, and Joe Gibbs didn't have a full ride for him in the Cup side, and then I talked to Joe, in fact. He said he would give me a couple of weeks, so I did. And then he didn't really have anything for him, and Brad and I felt that he'd be the guy to come to the team, and I think it's just been from that point straight up to the championship here. I mean, he's won. He's down here a couple other times. We had a chance. I think we're in the – maybe we wouldn't have won, but I think we were competitive. But, you know, I think that when it's time to go, he's the guy. I mean, there's no question. You've seen his restarts. You see him even when he's in the back, he's able to go for it. And to me, I couldn't ask for a better result than a guy that delivers it for the whole team.
Right here, George.
Over here to your congratulations, Mr. Penske. George Diaz with the Orlando Sentinel. Along those same lines, when you talked to him about the opening, I assume, what did you see anything in him in terms of the potential? You'd seen the potential on the track, but what about the personality? Did anything stand out from the moment when you first talked to him and offered him the role?
Well, I think I saw him as a winner because he won, certainly, I guess, it was a Busch Series then or what it was, but... you know, he was a winner and driving a good car for Joe Gibbs. He raced and beat Kyle sometimes, but... you know, overall, I sat down with Joey and his dad. You know, it was... no agents. It was just us sitting down, shaking hands on what we were going to do. And I think that I think he's a first-rate guy. You see, I said it earlier that you know what he did this last night to go to Publix and you know be able to give 100 families turkeys for Thanksgiving is a little bit that you don't see on Joey. I mean, he's been such in the limelight for the things that maybe people want to talk about, but his philanthropy and what he's done for these families is just amazing. And just continues to go, you know, week after week. So I saw that in him. I saw the, you know, his dad was behind him, and he and I have become great friends, his mother and sister. So, look, you know, these people become part of your family. And, you know, like Rick Mears and Elio and just many, many other Rusty and certainly Brad and, you know, Blaney coming up and, you know, our support of the Wood brothers. This is a close-knit team, and I think that's why we're on the top.
Ready to Jenna.
Jennifer, AP. Roger, you had a pretty good year. You got elected to the NASCAR Hall of Fame. You celebrated a 500th victory as an organization, 17th Indy 500 victory, second Cup championship. You're still going for the V8 championship? Is that
yeah, it's yeah. Ironic. I'm going to leave you know, on Thursday morning to go to Australia for we're 14 points ahead for the driver championship with Scott McLaughlin. So that would be a season they say a season to remember. There's no question when you think about the milestones and all the times we tried to win at the Brickyard, you know, winning all three races there this season, the Southern 500. Bobby Allison, I think, back was the last guy that won that for us. So you think about that history and the time and people we've been together, and Don Miller and some of the people that were really at the beginning of, you know, the start of, you know, of our team. You know, Jimmy Makar was one of our best guys, and you see some of these people that have migrated, you know, into the other teams. But, you know, high respect for our people. And, you know, we got great sponsors. And one of the things that I'd have to say, we deliver for our sponsors. And that's given us the opportunity to fund this team at the level it needs to be.
So all those accomplishments in your hobby, not your job, your hobby, what do you credit that to? Is it your people or is it something that you set from the top that trickles down?
Well, I think I've said it before. You know, there's really three things, you know, that, you know, really, you know, I think it every time I think about how we succeed and how we can be better. One is what's your brand? And this kind of winning, and not only on the racetrack, but in business, drives a great Penske brand, which has been terrific. I think technology is so important when you think about, you know, what technology has done to us in business. And think about the technology up and down that pit lane today. You got to be on top of it. But underlining that in the foundation of everything else is your people. So if I can manage those three pillars, I think we'll continue to have success.
Before we continue questions, we are now joined by the championship-winning crew chief.
Congrats.
Thank you.
And that is Todd Gordon. Maybe talk about Joey, this championship, but especially your pit crew with that money stop at the end there, and sort of that the restart and the jump he got to take the lead and hold it for the rest of the race.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's I said at the time that's in our wheelhouse. You give Joey Logano a sniff of it with a short run at the end and seeing the front of the pack. I think all weekend we had phenomenal front run speed. We could go 15 laps, I think, better than anybody. And we knew, you know, I felt like, and we had talked about this race typically has late caution. It's just how it kind of unfolds, that there's typically one somewhere late in the race. And when it came up, there it was, our opportunity and Joey's. And you give him that opportunity of here it is, it's right in front of you. He steps up to another level. So great run there. We tightened him up and got him tight enough to what he could really hustle and made good work of making speed and getting to the front, getting clean air.
Thank you, Todd. We'll continue the questions with Jacob on the left.
Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport. I've got one for each of you. Roger, you talked earlier about some of what you saw in Joey, but it still seemed like for a while it was a building process. Can you speak a little bit to kind of the maturation and growth of Joey into the championship driver at Team Penske that we've had tonight?
Well, I think, he led a streak of wins, in Xfinity, he and Brad, which really showed us. And when you think about the guys that we have on today on the Cup side, you know, Todd being one of them, and Paul Wolf, and certainly Jeremy Bullins, these guys all helped Joey grow because they were crew chiefs in the Nationwide or Xfinity, and I saw that continued evolution, and then this partnership. I think Todd, you've been together now what 5 years?
Yeah, this is our 13 was our first year together. So.
Yeah, so 5 years, and again, turnover hurts you as a team.
Six years,
and you think of that continuity. That's also made a difference, and I think these guys have their days. Obviously, they don't agree. On the other hand, we know when we go to the racetrack, we're going there together, and that's made a big difference. And I think you give Todd a lot of credit, and certainly the guys at the shop building these cars. I mean, remember, these guys drive and bring them to the track, but there's 450 other people, are doing wind tunnel work, all the simulations, all the things building these bodies. And, you can see it. I mean, the evolution is just amazing. I think Joey just continued to mature. As a person, look, he's a young guy. I can tell. I've got kids that are 20, and the ones 26 seem to have more maturity than the other ones. So I guess that's all the way we grow up. And I think with the right parents, you might say, or the right guidance that we gave Joey and support, I backed him all the time. And you know how I felt on some of the comments that have been made over the last several weeks. Look, I think today he proved he put it on the line, and he delivered.
Todd, you sit here tonight as the champion crew chief, but probably less people in this room know that you used to race, actually ran a limited super modified back at Oswego Speedway years ago. Did you ever think back then that you would sit here tonight at the pinnacle like this?
No. When we packed up and moved south, I was just hoping to work in racing. And that was back in 98. It's just, it's a testament to opportunity, and this guy to my right, he believed in me, and I got a shot at the Xfinity program, then Nationwide, and showed a little bit of promise, and got this opportunity. I think you just got to keep your head down, and good things can happen.
Okay, we got several more. We'll go over here to Jim Butter. Raise your hand, Jim.
Please. Jim Utter, Motorsport.com. For Todd, you and Joey were both adamant going into the season that you were not going to repeat 2017. And you guys got off to a much better start, but you also had the big three kind of pull away with a lot of wins. But you guys did something that doesn't happen a lot. You actually got really your best as the season came to an end. That doesn't typically happen a lot. I just wondered, what was it about your team that made it the best when it counted the most?
Well, I think a couple things happened this year. If you go back to last year here, we had a solid day here, ran the top five most all day. And I think it was the first step of what we needed to focus on to make 18 be a successful year. We took that, and then we did. We came off with speed to start the year. And that win at Talladega put us in an opportunity where we were pretty much guaranteed through with the way the wins had stacked up for a couple drivers. You knew that a win was going to get you there. So we took the summer to really look at different avenues of how we make our cars handle. And given the struggles that we had in 17, we needed to find a different path. So we took the summer, actually, after the win, to try to understand what works for our race cars. And that path, I think, you know, at times you wander on the wrong path there. But race by race, we worked on what we could. And then when it came time to be playoff time, we kind of focused back on, hey, what have we learned? And what do we need to do to be successful through the playoffs? I think you know, if you look at it, about the 1st of August, we got back on that path and said, we've got to tune ourselves up for where the playoffs are. And I read a thing on NASCAR.com, but our average finish from Watkins Glen to here was pretty decent. We got back and we learned, took the time to learn what we could, and then we turned it around and said, how do we make this charge at the playoffs now, because we didn't have the playoff points that some of the big three did.
Well, you did, I believe, scored the most points of anybody during the playoff race.
Execution. We had speed. I think that's one thing that we didn't have all the wind stickers sitting down the C post, but we had speed and we just needed to work on some things. And we took, with the struggles of last year, we took the opportunity to learn more this year and not necessarily race the wins as much as race the knowledge, so that we could put ourselves in the right position to lead into the playoffs and run through the playoffs. And it worked.
Well, we're here to see.
Steve Schweitzer with the Lascaux Press. Two for Roger. Given your close association with Ford Motor Company, what does it mean to you as an owner to be the one to break their drought and deliver the first driver's championship?
You know, delivering the manufacturer's championship and the driver's championship, where it's been, you know, drought for them, and for Edsel's been a personal friend of mine for a long time, and Joe Hendricks and Jim Farley and the whole team, Mark Rushbrook and, you know, Lance and, you know, Dave Parasek, all the people that have done so much at Ford, and they've stayed committed with us. And, you know, we came on with Roush, and then a tremendous, they came to me and said, look, we're going to sign up Stuart Haas. I said, look, that gives the Ford a real offense. And I think that, you know, is the brand, as I talked earlier, this is part of building a brand.
Thank you. And the follow-up, what did Edsel say to you after the race?
I'm sorry?
What did Edsel say to you after the race?
Oh, he was thrilled. I mean, he came up to me, and, you know, we lived over in Detroit together, and he just said thanks. He said, I never believed I'd be standing up here. I mean, he was thrilled.
Up here to Lee.
Lee Spencer, RacingBoys.com. I have to ask you, knowing Joey as well as you do, what kind of champion do you think he will be? We asked Steve Phelps earlier today about trying to get personalities back in this sport. But if we had to pick somebody to represent the sport as its champion, could you find someone more fitting for that role than Joey Logano?
Look, you had four great champions vying for this total championship. I think Joey, it's his first one. So everything's going to be new for him. He knows that he has to, you know, carry the NASCAR emblem, the NASCAR sport champion, and certainly from a Penske perspective, Team Penske, he's got to represent us in a first-class way, and I'm sure you'll see that throughout the season or the off-season here. He's a great guy, and look, he's a champion. I think that's number one. And a champion, I think, whether it's Harvick or Martin or Kyle, these guys are very smart. They're great athletes, and I think they understand, you know, what this means to carry this crown over the next several months. So I think he's going to be a great champion.
What do you think about a guy who was out last night doing philanthropic work when, you know, he could have very easily been spending time with Todd or the rest of the team and doing that? That's kind of what keeps him centered, and I think it's kind of what makes him different. I was just, you know.
Well, I mean, that's a side of him. You know, he got the philanthropic award the other night by, you know, I think it was NASCAR. To me, you know, that means something. They had a lot of people that, you know, had delivered a lot back into the community, and I think that his commitment and the things that he has done, you know, gave him that championship. And I guess at the end of the day, as you get older, you say that's a real championship. We can race on the racetrack, you can win races, but to get that as a philanthropic person in NASCAR, I think is pretty special. I think we couple that together, you know, we got an A-plus guy.
Stay up front here to Holly, and then go to Bob.
This is for you, Todd. I asked Roger this, but is there any special appreciation for what you guys did tonight? Because it was 1-2-3-4. It's the first time the championship has turned out like that, where the four contenders were 1-4, and you guys really had to beat them.
Yeah, it was. I think when you look at it, it was. I'm probably biased here, but I would say it was the best championship four that we put together. Because we were the and me, you know, if you look at it, it was the big three and me, right? So we were the fourth wheel of the group and able to race all night long. But you can't. That's just surreal to think about. You got to race Kevin Harvick, Martin Truex Jr., and Kyle Busch for a championship and execute. A phenomenal group of guys, and you know, again, we prove you've got to win. And Joey elevated himself to do it.
Bob Pucker, CSPN. Todd, Joey had the reputation of kind of, I want to say being weak, but like people could take advantage of him when he was at Gibbs. I'm curious, when did he become kind of this fearless driver that we see now?
Boy, I think when he walked in at Team Penske, he owned the opportunity. He walked in, I think you know, Roger believed in him as I did, and I looked at it and said, here's a kid who. He wins more races in the Gibbs Busch cars at the time than Kyle did, I felt like. So he's capable. He just needed an opportunity. So he came in and believed in himself, and we believed in him. And at that point, he was not weak. He was going to race his way forward. And I think the 13 season, we won a race. We were very competitive in several, and that just continued to build the confidence. I can't say enough for what the whole team, everybody on the Shell Pennzoil team, you know, they believe in him. They're friends. I think that's the biggest thing is we've got a group that are all friends and comrades, and they believe in him and would do anything for him, and he came in standing his ground.
Jeff. Jeffrey Miller, Athlon Sports. Todd, did the penalties after Texas on the four car change the game for you guys at all, and do you think it played any role in how the rest of the championship played out?
No, I don't. You know, it's unfortunate we end up with situations like that, but end of the day, I mean, do I think that made a huge difference? And I mean, it makes a difference, yes. But I mean, you saw the four car rise. They were dominant at Phoenix. They were very good at Texas. But if you look in the past, they've been really strong at Texas last fall and this spring. They should have won both of those races. So, and again tonight, you know, we if you looked at practice, you just said the four was a little off, but they were dominant early in the race. They drove forward and drove away. So, great depth in that organization as well. So, I think Kevin had a great run and just, you know, it fell down to a situation where it played into our hand.
Any more questions for either Roger or Todd? We'll go if several more. We'll go to Dustin first.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Todd, how does one bounce back from the gut punches that you guys have had the last few seasons toward the end of the season, and in particularly in here, 14, 16, obviously 15 so strong, 17 not making it to the playoffs. That's a lot for anybody to take. How did you get through it? How did Joey? How does anybody get through something like that?
I think the biggest thing is that this whole group believes in everybody, and it wasn't like, you know, it's the driver's not my age. That's a good thing. You know, he's got runway left. He's got a lot of years to be successful, and you take every situation. Obviously, 14 and 16, we were in the hunt. We just didn't completely cleanly execute, and that's a learning opportunity. And you look at those things and say, hey, we made it this far. Now how do we clean up what we need to get through? And I think it helped kind of mold the path of what we needed to focus on this weekend. And you know, it was successful in understanding that. So you take situations when you I think you learn more from your mistakes and your faults than you do from your successes, and those are learning opportunities.
So is 16 the most painful, and does this help with that, or that never will happen?
Boy, I don't know that. I don't feel like they were painful. They're learning opportunities, and you know, this is the format we have. It's a winner take all, one opportunity. It's a Super Bowl. It's not how you do it every day, and you're going to be racing. We're racing hard. Sometimes it's going to work your way, and sometimes it's not. And yeah, 16, I thought we had a shot, but Carl was really strong, too. We were going to have to race Carl pretty hard, and that's why we ended up tangled together, because the two of us both knew that we were going to have to race each other pretty hard for that last restart, and that was part of what Carl said to us when we hopped up on the box. So I don't see this disappointing as much as just it's encouraging to something to build off of.
Okay, and we'll end it with that. Todd, Roger, congratulations. Thanks for all the time, and enjoy this victory and this championship.
Thank you.
Thank you.